Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, first this afternoon, we'll go to that breaking news in the last couple of hours. Fine Gael TD Josepha Madigan has announced her resignation as Minister for Special Education and Inclusion. And she's also said she will not be running in the next general election. She's the 11th Fine Gael TD to resign from this doll. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Fine Gael Senators Mary Siri Carney and Barry Ward. And you're both welcome to the programme. Mary Siri Carney, to yourself first, are you surprised by this decision?
Yes, I am really surprised. Josepha is a very accomplished, capable woman, extremely hardworking. She's personally very encouraging of women and a champion of women in the party. She's been a very successful minister for the culture and arts, doubling the expenditure on it, and a fantastic worker in special education and a real leader in that. You know, we've seen a huge increase in the creation of classes and special schools. She's been fantastic to work with. So I think she's a real loss to politics. But that said, that is her own decision, and I really respect that.
Yeah, Barry Ward, she's the 11th, as I said, Fine Gael TD not to contest the next general election. She'll be the 12th of those elected in 2020 to step aside. I might go through all the people who've said they're not running again: Joan McHugh, Brendan Griffin, John Paul Phelan, Michael Creed, David Staunton, Richard Bruton, Charles Flanagan, Fergus O'Dowd, Paul Keogh, and even just this week, Kieran Cannon. This doesn't look good for Fine Gael, does it?
I don't agree with that at all. I think that many of the people you've mentioned there have many, many years of service behind them. Some of them have reached retirement age and surpassed retirement age, and they're entitled, having given that length of service, to step back. But whatever happens, people it's important that people are entitled to make that decision for themselves if that's the best decision for them. We don't want to see any of them go. All of the names you've mentioned there are stalwarts who've given great service and deserve credit for it. We're sorry to see them go, but I don't think it reflects in any way on the party or anything like that. I think it's just
really?
a fact.
So we're not
of the
seeing it from
life.
Any other party. You know, this isn't happening elsewhere.
We are. Of course, there are people stepping down from other parties. There are, and you will
but
see
not
others
in this
step
volume,
down.
Is my point.
Well, but I mean, I don't think that's the statement about anything. Again, you're talking about Fine Gael has a coterie of people who have very long service, perhaps more than other parties, because we haven't suffered the same losses that other parties suffered in the past, or we haven't got as new a crop as some other parties do. The experience that is there and the length of service means that that is more likely to happen to Fine Gael. But I think it's easy to read more into it than there is actually there.
Mary, I might come back to yourself, and I know that Josepha Madigan said in her statement today that she had actually told Leo Varadkar last summer that she didn't want to run again for the Dáil. But we all know she did seek the nomination for the European elections in Dublin. Now, she didn't get that, as it happens. But does that suggest then it's not that she wanted to leave politics, she wanted to leave national politics specifically?
I think that whatever her decisions in communicating to the Taoiseach last summer, the opportunity at that point, she couldn't possibly have envisioned that Frances Fitzgerald wouldn't run again. She is a very successful MEP. So I suppose the opportunity arose and she ran and took that opportunity. I don't think that is indicative of anything, but except that perhaps that she has decided to open a new chapter in her own life. I wish her very well.
How would you rate the mood in Fine Gael this week?
I think that it is a roller coaster. It has certainly been a roller coaster. Now, from my own personal experience, I come into the weekend lonely for the outgoing Taoiseach and lonely for Leo Varadkar and all that he is and has meant to me personally and to our party, but also very excited for the future, for the re-energising and for the vision that is going to be cast and best articulated by Simon Harris at the Ard Fhéidh. And presumably it will be Simon Harris. The deadline has been taken back now to Sunday.
There's been a lot of talk, Barry Ward, this week about stability in relation to the coalition. But what about stability in relation to Fine Gael now, going into a general election sometime in the next 12 months? With so many stalwarts, as you've described them, of the party gone, it takes an awful long time to work up that political capital in a constituency. It's going to make things very difficult, no matter which way you twist and turn it, in the next general election for Fine Gael.
No, I actually what I think is really wonderful is the fact that there are so many strong people coming up behind those who are retiring to take their places. And if you look around the country, we have such a strong coterie of people at local electoral level, people who have never been elected, who are members or active members of Fine Gael, who are now stepping into the breach and saying, yeah, I put my hand up, I would like to get involved, I would like to commit to being somebody who's going to serve the people in my area and represent the issues that I need to represent. So there's a really strong bench in Fine Gael, and that's the strength and depth of the party. So I'm not worried about this. And again, I think there's a willingness by some people to read something into it that isn't there. It's entirely natural that people who have many, many years of service would step back, and it's entirely natural that young people within our party would step forward to take their places. That happens at every election, and it happens in most parties.
Nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be fine.
I actually don't think there is anything to worry about.
Okay, Mary?
I actually think it's a mark of Josefa's integrity, and has been my personal experience of her sincerity, that she is now declaring publicly that she isn't going to run rather than to wait, and to give that opportunity then that if Simon Harris is coming in and looking at the ministers and ministers of state and looking at somewhat either a small or otherwise reshuffle, that she is giving that opportunity. I think that's a measure of how incredible a woman and depth of woman that Josefa is.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, Mary.
I would like to see a woman brought into that role.
You would like to see a woman replace her in a ministerial role.
There is exceptional talent there. There are people like Emer Higgins who would be a fantastic minister or minister of state. So there is great talent there amongst all of our membership, our members in our parliamentary party. He's going to be spoiled for choice.
Would you agree with that? Would you like to see Emer Higgins take Josefa's spot?
Oh yeah, no, I agree that there, as Mary says, there are lots of people who are ready to take on that work. I was on the council in Donegal down with Josefa. I worked with her, particularly as Minister for Special Education, and she did incredible work in Budistan at St. Mary's Boys National School to help us arrange for an autism spectrum class to be available there. She has an incredible legacy.
Should it be a woman, do you think, that replaces her?
Oh yeah, I mean, the decisions that the new teacher is going to have to make are going to have to be balanced both in terms of geography and gender, and they have to reflect the party as a whole and the country as a whole, so it will be entirely appropriate, yeah.
Mary, just to the point that you're making, that Josefa has made this decision now and it gives Simon Harris, when he is put into the role of Fine Gael leader, which we're now expecting to happen this Sunday, actually, as it happens, when he's put into that role, it gives him the chance to look at what he's dealing with. There have been lots of rumours as well about, for example, Simon Coveney and whether or not he's going to run the general election. Some questions even about Pascal Donoghue. And there are others as well, lots of names floating around, questions around whether they're going to run again. Would you like to see, particularly those in ministerial positions, who are know that they're not going to run again, to declare that now, like Josefa has done, to give Simon Harris the best chance in terms of planning?
Well, I think what Josefa has done has shown her great integrity. But I suppose I wouldn't envy Simon Harris's job, because you have a balance of people who are very much on top of their brief, are very much delivering on the programme for government, and are our exceptional ministers across the current cabinet and ministers of state. That said, if some weren't to run, then perhaps there are opportunities there. But it's certainly a difficult choice for him and thankfully, as I say, and as Barry would agree, that we have and we are spoiled for talent and choice.
Just finally to yourself then, Barry Ward, would you like to see, again, talk about a more substantial ministerial reshuffle than we've seen in the past or in the past couple of reshuffles? Would you like to see a substantial ministerial reshuffle at this point to, I suppose, provide a fresher face for Fine Gael going forward to the electorate?
Well, I suppose it isn't for me to say, but I know that Simon Harris will want to put his own stamp on the government. There is still time to run in this government. There's still work to be done. There is a programme for government where everything is not complete, and there's still lots of projects that need to be completed. And I know he will want to choose a team, the most effective team that he can, to make sure that we continue to deliver for the people of Ireland. So it'll be a matter for him, but I know he'll want to put his own stamp on that government.
Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Barry Ward and Mary Siri Carney.